Keep in shape.
What do you think could be the results of that roll call? Will the Negroes throw the whites out?
Well, I don't know. The trouble is, the situation is that, as I said to you, the problem is a lot of our guys are up here who are running for office in the northern delegations.
Yeah.
And they get awful scared, you know. I mean, yeah. Like this morning, I got 100 telegrams as state chairman of Connecticut. I mean, I got them. And apparently this is an effort, and you know what. Guys running for office, they get 100 telegrams. We who don't run for office don't worry about them. I don't even bother opening them and reading them. And I don't know. I mean, the Massachusetts situation, I don't know. That's strange. This guy from Massachusetts against us.
Yeah.
And it's hard to believe. I mean, I can see if you got to call a roll, that's one thing. You know?
Yeah.
You got to stand up for a question on a committee, that's another thing. There's no use being against us.
What is his reason for being against it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I could say I think, but I'm not going to think. Huh? Of course, he's the president of the state senate up there. He comes from Holyoke, I don't think. And the woman is all right. The speaker's a living woman. I was in touch with him and Jan McCormick. I mean, delivered her, Eddie McCormick, and delivered her, the other guy is from Holyoke, and there's Speaker of the House. He hasn't signed yet. Waller is hopeful that we can keep him from signing. Of course, I think sometimes I think that the best thing could happen is we could delay it for another day. By that time, the heat, I don't think the heat increases. I think it goes away as this convention goes over. Let's give that thing that we can't agree today.
Hmm?
Perhaps we couldn't agree today and the committee coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So we reported on Wednesday. You know, you keep pushing it. Maybe it's not courageous. But we don't need this fight. Things are going too good.
Well, what's Dave going to do? You all going to get together the leaders again this morning so you can look at it? I think you ought to look at it awfully careful where the votes are. And if...
your problem, what you've got is that...
On a minority report, will all your delegation go for the minority report in Connecticut?
Well, it won't go because I'm going to stand by you.
Well,
look, I don't know whether I can control it. I mean, with the two senators and the governor, but there's no question.
Will the two senators and the governor want to vote for the minority report?
Well, I think the situation is that if they don't, I'm going to stand up on a question of law and order. I mean, this is next time somebody can throw them out.
That's right, but what'll they do?
Well, I kept away from being poll. I kept them yesterday. We had a caucus, and I said, look, I mean, so we got a colored treasurer who said, look, I'd like to talk on this subject. I said, look, it may be a question, so why bother getting it, and why embarrass me? I don't want to be against you. I'm going to be for the minority report or majority report. I'm going to be for whatever Lawrence comes in with. And there you've got, I think that, and I say this, it depends. Whether you got Tom Dodd and Ribicoff, Dempsey, I mean, nobody wants it. And you got five congressmen all around that delegation. Every state officer except the lieutenant governor who stayed home to keep the store. And you go from there. Mayor Lee of New Haven.
They tell me New England's about, if you had a roll call today and they did what they wanted to do, that New England would be nearly 3-1 for the minority report.
I think that's true if they did what they wanted to do. The answer is it isn't anything of a minority or majority report. Is A.
I mean, if they did what they thought they ought to do politically.
That's right.
None of them want a report, but they do that.
Well, I'll tell you the situation is, you've got to look at the other side. Is that they don't like Mississippi and Mississippi's attitude. The fact they don't figure Mississippi's ever going to be for you. And all you're doing is you're voting for guys who are going out and go back on September 9th and say, go jump in the lake.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, the normal delegate, I mean, it's fine, the leadership can't, but the normal delegate says, look, what are you giving those guys anything for? They're not going to be for you. They're going to beat you. They're going to make you look like ridiculous. They're going back and saying.
Well, don't you think that if our convention threw the white delegates out and brought in the Negro delegates that and seated them, don't you think that would cause more problems in New York and Pennsylvania and Ohio on the backlash and you ever heard of throwing out the whites and putting the Negroes
in? Well, the problem is this, you see, that
without any law and order?
You see, the thing is this, is the Edith Green motion isn't to do that.
No, I know what her motion is, but if you did that, if you adopted her motion, what do you think of the effect of it would be in New York City? Do you think it would be good for the Democratic Party?
Niggas would feel they're riding horseback?
Yes, sir. I think they think that now. I think they're bigger than the president this morning. And I think it just water on go water's paddle. They already just passing this law, we're losing 15% of the Democrats. The last poll shows we lose between 15-20% of every Democrat. Out of 10 Democrats, we lose two of them. Already, just on passing the law. Now, I think we'll lose another one or two if they see them in charge up there and got more power than the president. I think it's going to hurt like hell in the North. I think Mississippi and Alabama are going to be against us anyway, and I don't think it'll change in office in the South, but I think it'll just knock the ass off of Democrats. That's what I think.
Well, I can't disagree with you, Mr. President.
I think that when every Republican in town will just point to you and say, yes, sir, you're the goddamn fella that wanted to put him in charge, aren't you? You're the guy that came in and they never had a meeting except in a hotel. They don't even live in the state of Mississippi. And you took and seated them. And next time Connecticut goes down there, well, somebody will stand at the door and say, hell, we don't care who you elected up there. It don't make any difference. We don't like you. And might makes right, so we're not going to let you come in.
Look, I said to the boys in New York, I was talking to some New Yorkers, I said, all right, next time Alec Rose and the Liberal Party says, you guys are a bunch of bastards, I mean, we're not registered, we'll go down and take over.
Well, they say that New York would be about 5-6-1 against us, though. I mean, for the minority report. I believe every one of those big states will have to go with the Negroes. And I think that they think that that's what they got to do to preserve themselves, and I think they're digging a grave when they do it. So I think either way they go, I think they think that if they vote against the Negroes will vote against them and vote for Goldwater. Now, I don't think they will.
If they vote for Goldwater, I mean, then we wasted an awful lot of time over the years.
And we haven't got anything implemented yet. I haven't got a dime to carry out this bill. I haven't got any lawyers. I haven't got any money to pay the commission. I haven't even got the money for the conciliation service. And with the way they're performing, they won't give it to me. I'll have to keep this Congress here till January to ever get anything through there. And I don't think I can get it through. Had to have cloture to get the other bill.
That's right.
And I don't believe we'll get a dime to implement. And
they had a meeting while I was presiding last night, apparently. And Dave was in with Dick Daly, you know, and the rest of the boys. Did you get a report on that meeting?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think it's awfully important that Dave, I don't want any messages coming from me, and you
no.
Just lie to him and tell him you never talked to him at all, because I don't want to talk to a human. Tell him I don't want to know anything about the convention. I told him that's their business running. But I think Dave ought to get that same group together that he had again. He ought to do it this morning. And they ought to estimate what in the world they can do and how they're going to come out of this thing. Because if they're going to have a roll call, they're going to have to see if they want the Negroes to win it. And if they do, what image that's going to leave in Chicago and what it's going to leave in New York. If they think that's the thing to do, why, they ought to know it. If they don't, they ought to figure out how to avoid it. They really ought to talk it out and think it out and not just wait until the thing catches them tonight. They ought to get John Connally in. Bob Wagner and Dick Daly and Dave Lawrence, you and...
As I talked to the Governor Saunders, I mean, he's a very one of the most sensible guys I've met in a long time. And as he says, we set these guys, he said, I'll have to walk.
Okay, Johnny, you take care of them.
All right.
Bye.